hump day. Over the hump we go. It's the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. Welcome into the Beach Bunker. I'm Tyler Glenn. Over the hump we go on this Wednesday in October. One step closer to the long weekend. The turkey, the stuffing, the pierogies. Turkey sandwich before Turkey Day. Happy Hoagie Day today. Happy Subway Sandwich Day today. Happy Submarine Sandwich Day. We're going to talk sub sandwiches this morning. And, of course, the big story this morning is the big hurricane in Florida. We'll give you an update on what's happening with Milton. Apparently, it's going to be a terrible, terrible lunch hour tomorrow. It's going to make landfall around noon on Thursday. Latest on that storm coming up, including a dramatic simulation from the Weather Network that has a lot of people talking online. Also trending this morning is the meteorologist who openly started to cry on the air. He was doing a TV meteorological update on the storm and start crying. It's just, this storm is unprecedented. It is going to be massive, and it's getting scarier by the minute. We're going to tell you about a TikTok influencer stuck on a Disney cruise. There's worse places to be, I'm thinking. You know, they pull the ship way out into an area that is not going to be affected by the storm. The seas are a little bit rough, but you're stuck out there on this ship on a Disney cruise. To the bar. I guess they could probably run out of booze at a certain point. We have a court date for Eric and Lyle Menendez. If you've been watching the Menendez show on Netflix, the new one that just dropped on Monday, the two-hour documentary that follows up Monsters on Netflix, it has created an extension of the groundswell of people asking for a new trial for the two brothers that were found guilty of shooting their parents back in the 90s, late 80s, early 90s. Early 90s, they had claimed that they were sexually abused by their father, and that was not allowed in the second case that ultimately convicted them. And so we've got the latest on that. There is a court date set. Still in court, Garth Brooks' sexual assault accuser is reacting to the singer releasing her name to the public, and obviously she is not happy. We've got the latest on the Garth Brooks saga. Popeye's chicken has got a new sandwich. If you were at Popeye's in the last 48 hours, you probably already knew it. It's not really new, but they brought it back and they're calling it new. It's super popular. Of course it is. We'll tell you about that. Also, Spirit Halloween is going to be flipping their stores to Christmas stores. Not all of them, though. We'll let you know if Manitoba is going to be peppered with Christmas stores. Spirit of Christmas. Spirit of Christmas stores? Yeah, just take the witch down, put Santa in its place. Spirit of Halloween becomes Spirit of Christmas. Delicious. Do you like sub sandwiches? Who is the biggest sub sandwich shop in Canada? And who's the biggest in the U.S.? I'll tell you in just a second. But first, I'm going to let you know that if you go to Kuiper's Family Bakery, they have giant sub buns there. And I've used those sub buns for my smokies. A lot of times when I get a nice big smoky, I don't like the fact that the hot dog bun is just not big enough for the smoky. So what I like to do instead is I like to get one of these giant buns from Kuiper's Family Bakery, and then you put the big wiener in that one. And I mean, they are the bread champions at Kuiper's Family Bakery. Whether you're looking for a hot dog or hamburger bun, if you're looking for a cinnamon roll, if you're looking for something cream filled, if you're looking for a sausage roll, pizza roll, special biscuits, and of course, a big sleeve of monster cookies, go see our friends at Kuiper's Family Bakery. Kuiper's Family Bakery does it upright just for you. They are so popular, probably the most popular bakery in all of Manitoba. And if it's been a little while since you've been in there, go and have a look around. And more importantly, go have a sniff around, because it is like the best smelling store in the world. At 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner, beside Tasty's, Kuiper's Family Bakery. At App Law Office, they're doing construction on 18th Street, but don't let that stop you. If you've got some legal questions that you need answered, you are a man or a woman on a mission, go see our friends at App Law Office on 18th Street. Not only are they smoothing out 18th Street, they'll smooth out all your legal matters, whether it be a real estate purchase, whether you're working on a will or an estate, or corporate law. Maybe you're looking at taking a small business into a corporation. App Law Office can help you do that. You'll find them at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC on 18th. And our friends at Auto Fashion, scratches, dents, they're the experts. They'll take care of you at Auto Fashion. They're SGI MPI accredited. If you ever get hail damage, you need to remember the name Auto Fashion. If you ever get a rogue shopping cart hit you in the parking lot of your favorite store, remember Auto Fashion. They'll eliminate the odors. They'll eliminate the garbage, all the gravel, the toys, the Cheerios sitting in the backseat. Fine auto finishing from start to finish, both inside and out, and Auto Fashion, 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet, next to the car wash. Look for the big green ace. Chris says Sub Shop and Brandon is our favorite. Have tried Jersey Mike's. It was all right. It was all right. But likes the Sub Shop better. Got to try that. But he said, Chris says the best that he's tried stateside is Firehouse Subs. Rachel says, I always get the same thing. Italian herb and cheese, chicken, bacon, pepperoni, mozza, and shredded cheese, toasted, extra pickles, mayo, and chipotle. I wish it was the $5 footlongs like the old days. Now it costs me $16. Michelle last night had Subway pizza sub loaded with peppers, pepperoni, pizza sauce, cheddar cheese, toasted Italian herbs. Oh my gosh, doesn't that sound amazing? Well, Subway is the king in this country. Subway is the top sandwich shop by revenue in Canada. In fact, they are so huge. Submarine sandwiches bring in about $2 billion in revenue each year, and Subway is at about half of that, $1 billion in Canada by itself. The top five submarine sandwich shops in Canada. Would you care to guess? We'll do the U.S. right away. Actually, we'll do the U.S. while you're guessing what 2, 3, 4, and 5 are for sub shops in Canada. Subway, the grand champion, number one. Also number one in the States, but it's a slightly closer second place, where Panera Bread is in second place, followed by Arby's, Jimmy John's, and Jersey Mike's. That is the top five sub sandwich chains based on revenue in 2023. Subway, Panera, Arby's, Jimmy John's, and Jersey Mike's. What are the top five in Canada? Quentin, Mr. Sub. Apparently it's still in business. MJ, Mrs. Mr. Sub 2. Quiznos for some folks. Pizza Express is apparently good. Tim Hortons, yes, I like the Turkey Bacon Club. That's a favorite of mine at Tim Hortons. So Subway is number one. Number two is Mr. Sub, and it's a Canadian-born brand. There are still locations. They service especially smaller communities. At number three in Canada is Quiznos, followed by Pita Pit. Yeah, Pita Pit. We got one of those. Number four in the nation. And Arby's. Happy Sub Sandwich Day today. Good time to get out and get yourself a sub sandwich and celebrate this incredible storm that is bearing down on Florida. It is supposed to make landfall at noon tomorrow. This is a live shot of the highways coming out of the state, and it also is an updated shot of how close the storm is getting to the state. You can see the outer bands of the hurricane. If you're just joining the show, the outer bands are starting to hit the Florida coast now. Mandatory evacuations have been in effect for quite some time. There should be nobody left by the time this storm hits. It goes from Category 4 to 5, 5 to 4, back and forth. Landfall currently forecasted between Sarasota and Venice at approximately 5 a.m. Eastern time on Thursday. Oh, they just updated that. That's a little bit earlier. So tomorrow morning, when we come on, actually right when, as we come on tomorrow, that storm will really be hammering Florida. So again, our thoughts and prayers are with everybody in Florida. We hope that you stay safe. This is going to be a gargantuan storm. And a woman on the Weather Network, the Weather Channel, rather, got quite a bit of attention yesterday online for her simulation that she posted that shows exactly how big the storm surge is going to be, and it is dramatic. Take a look at this. Not only is there going to be wind that's going to blow the house over, not only is there going to be a tremendous amount of water, but the flooding is going to be insane, like they've never seen before.
Feet above normally dry ground, water is already life-threatening. It's too late to evacuate. Water this high can knock you off your feet, make cars float, and driving impossible. The first floor of homes and businesses are flooded. Unfortunately, the water is expected to rise even higher at 6 feet above the height of most people. Vehicles get carried away. Structures start to fail. Just look at this. Anything could be in this water, sharp glass, debris, chemicals as well. The scary part is some areas could see surge values at 10 to 15 feet. And this takes...
Look at that.
And look what...
That is insanity. You know, we are scared, anxious, concerned when we get maybe a foot or 2 feet of water in our city streets. When we get a heavy rain shower. And, I mean, because it just doesn't happen all that often. 3 feet is insane. But then you get to 6 feet. Oh, my God. It's like cars are floating away. And then 9 feet, like, this is when you see those pictures of people on the roofs. This is very, very bad.
But it does. At this level, the first floors of structures are completely flooded, and there are few places that it is safe when the water rises this high. We want everyone to know their evacuation zone, listen to local officials, and evacuate when ordered to do so. And Jordan, you made a great point last time. This is not just a calm water. You're going to have waves, even white caps, on the surge inland.
It's going to be nasty. You could, you know, trying to think that you could walk in it. Please do not think.
Dana says the company I work for is just outside of Tampa Bay. It's shut down for the week. Well, and that's a good thing. They need to get out. Everyone should be gone by now. Also says I have a bunch of friends out that way. They've been doing storm prep and they've been evacuating. That's good. There should be nobody left when this thing moves in tomorrow morning. The worst of it should hit around noon on Thursday. That is some scary stuff, man. Scary stuff. Wow. So scary, a meteorologist was crying on the air. My daughter brought this to my attention. She said, did you see the weather guy? I'm like, what happened? He's crying on the air. I said, why is he crying? Just emotional about the damage that's going to be done with this thing. I mean, would you be this emotional?
It has dropped 50 millibars in 10 hours. I apologize. This is just horrific. Winds, maximum sustained winds are 160 miles per hour, and it is just gaining strength in the Gulf of Mexico, where you can imagine the winds. I mean, the seas are just so incredibly, incredibly hot, a record hot, as you might imagine. You know what's driving that? I don't need to tell you. Global warming, climate change, leading to this and becoming an increasing threat. For the Yucatan, winds 160 miles per hour, moving east-southeast at 9 miles per hour. And
he could barely hold it together as he's getting through his weather forecast because I guess he's thinking of the damage that's going to occur. He doesn't look like a young guy. John Morales is his name. He doesn't look like a young guy. Looks like he's been around for a while. He's probably seen a lot of storms. This is one of those storms that is going to be unprecedented. I'm hoping the state is empty. Hurricane Milton is now a monster with the wind speed of 175 miles per hour, which is 20 miles per hour faster than the 155 needed to reach Category 5. It just slipped back down to Category 4, but it doesn't matter. Those wind speeds, anything over 60 miles an hour, even 60 miles an hour, we had that locally just a few days ago, and it was bad. Trees... branches were coming off the trees, trampolines in people's yards, shingles off of the house. Heaven forbid you ever have 100-mile-an-hour winds, let alone 175 miles an hour. That's insane. That is brutal. And we've got one woman who is stuck on a Disney cruise.
First ever cruise, a Disney cruise, and there happens to be a hurricane forming. So I wanted to just show you what it's like. This is... kind of overwork. I don't know. Can you see the skies? There's big dark clouds forming. Wait, here's a better view. Let me show you. Oh, yeah. This whole cruise, for the most part, has been very, very windy and very gloomy.
I wonder if she's packed her gravel. and all happy. Again, I'm thinking about the things that I can't replace. I need to get my pictures and video out of the house. I'm starting to think I should just get the pictures and video out of my house now for no good reason. What do they do with the hospitals and the nursing homes? Well, when I don't have the answers to the question, we go to Dr. AI. Yeah, that is a great question. I would like to know. During a hurricane, hospitals and nursing homes in affected areas face significant challenge. Yeah, no doubt. As Milton approaches, hundreds of healthcare facilities, including 63 nursing homes and 169 assisted living centers, have evacuated their patients, a record number, according to state officials. So that surprises me. You know, they got to stabilize them and then get them out of Florida. So, I mean, even people in nursing homes, and that's how serious this is, Cindy. They have loaded them up. There were 600 vehicles. As soon as they said there was a mandatory evacuation order, they authorized the use of 600 vehicles, including vans, buses, helicopters, planes. It's all hands on deck. That's how serious this is. Get everybody out. However, they will run on a shoestring staff at hospitals. They will do their best to stock up on supplies and then reinforce infrastructure. So there will be a shoestring staff that'll be left. But can you imagine having that job? There is a woman that is hunkered down in a hospital. Molly found her with her kids, and she works there. The Tampa General Hospital, for example, man, this is detailed. Holy shit, and fast. Tampa General Hospital established an aqua fence to prevent storm surge flooding. They've been through this before in other parts of the state, and so now they're just trying to protect the hospital, its staff, and they have to have people there just in case of critical services. Have you gone to their website yet? You should, sunrisecu.mb.ca, because they're building communities and they could be helping your group, your organization. They could be putting you over the top. They could be launching your special project, because until October 31st, you can go to the website, and as so many groups have, you'll see a picture of the Oak Lake Care Center, Swan Lake First Nations, just a couple of the recipients of the Building Communities grants that they hand out from our friends at Sunrise Credit Union. So you just got to go to the website to apply, sunrisecu.mb.ca, to learn more about the program, and make sure you do that before October the 31st. Sky Dancer Casino, just 90 minutes south of Brandon in Belcourt, North Dakota. Great food, great games, great water park there. The Turtle Island Adventure Water Park for you and your family, and a beautiful hotel. Tower rooms are waiting for you and your family. Check them out online. They're beautiful. SkyDancerCasino.com. And we hope that you're going to be able to make the Hunter Hayes Show on Saturday, November the 2nd. We'll be live streaming from the ticket pickup party from the Skydancer lobby that day, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It always is. It's Skydancer Casino, where the sky's the limit. Hunter Hayes, November 2nd. Going to be a great weekend. Then the election is right the Tuesday after, I think. Skydancercasino.com, and you can also follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and on Twitter, too. Your spot for live entertainment at Clear Lake for the month of October. Man, they have got a busy October unfolding at the Elkhorn Resort. Of course, they've got their Stay and Soak special on. So if you're going to stay in the hotel, ask about the Stay and Soak special when you call. They also have coming up a double-sided sign workshop. This is coming up Monday, October the 21st at 7 p.m. Creative Adventures with B. You can get the details on amazing activities like this by following them on Facebook and Instagram and on Twitter as well. Elkhorn Resort Spa and Conference Center. Channel your inner artist and make some signs. They've got so much activity going on up there. It is incredible. And of course, the beautiful Clarso Spa. Go up there for a soak and relax, unwind, enjoy yourself. Maybe have a glass of wine. Get into one of those beautiful white robes, nice and comfy, cozy. It's a great place to relax and have some family fun, too. Did you see the new Menendez special, the documentary that kind of goes through the entire ordeal, 2 hours long? It's on Netflix right now, and it follows the Monsters special featuring, of course, the Menendez brothers. Dana says there's a movie and a documentary. It's brought on by TikTok. I mean, TikTok is flooded with videos of the Menendez brothers. And, you know, the one thing that Netflix does well is they're on top of the trends. And so they're seeing a lot more of these videos. Let's get this production together. And they got it together. And then it was part of the Monsters series. And so they made Monsters, which is really, really well done. The brothers didn't like it, but I thought it was good. I enjoyed it. It was awesome. Then I watched the documentary just last night. I'm not going to spoil it, but the parents don't make it. Ah, bad joke. Bad joke. It's kind of hard to put spoilers into an event that you already know all about. But the big news out of this is that the Menendez brothers, because of all this attention, because of the documentary and movie and all the TikTok videos, it looks as if these guys are going to get another court date. A new court hearing will decide whether Eric and Lyle Menendez's murder case could result in a resentencing or even a new trial. But what happens in the meantime? Do they get released from prison? Los Angeles District Attorney George Gasson announced Friday that a new hearing date has been set. The court documents requested a retrial while citing new evidence in the case, such as the allegations that the new allegations against the dad and a newly discovered letter Eric wrote to a cousin describing the allegations. Gascon said in a press conference there could be a possible resentencing or new trial. The court date for the decision is Tuesday, November the 26th. Tuesday, November 26th, these guys will be back in a courtroom and they'll decide whether they'll be resentenced or there'll be a new trial. Have you watched either the Monsters series or the documentary? You should watch it. It did change my mind. I remember when this was all going down. Now, keep in mind, I watched all of this with my daughter, who's 21, and had no idea anything about this case. This is like a new case to her. These two, it might as well have just happened. So she is the quintessential new generation watching this. So anyway, if you haven't seen it, yeah, Cindy, it's on Netflix. Actually, both shows are on Netflix. And it's been a while since I've really enjoyed the programming on Netflix. And I have to say, they did a good job with both Monsters and the documentary. So see it if you can. It is super popular right now. And obviously on TikTok, it is the videos of the Menendez brothers are everywhere. Absolutely everywhere. Now, Ghost Pepper is apparently one of the hottest peppers that you can get commercially from a fast food place. So be careful. Ghost Pepper's coming at a blistering 1 million Scoville units. But before that scares you away from giving the new Popeye's chicken sandwich a try, you ought to know that the actual Ghost Pepper chicken sandwich won't be quite that spicy. The Popeye's X account said it's scary, but not super scary. So ghosting just got good. The Ghost Pepper Sandwich at Popeye's Chicken. And it's as much about the sauce as it is about the pickles. Oh, man, I love Popeye's. Popeye's is good. Real good. So go check that out. Now, they did have this introduced again last year. They brought it back for a limited time, and people went crazy. So why not bring it back again? Because if people love it, that's what you got to do. Sales are good. Keep on trucking. Just like Spirit of Halloween, why not create Spirit of Christmas? They're doing exactly that. Spirit of Halloween is going to morph into Spirit of Christmas. Now, this is only going to be 10 stores. So before you get excited about, oh my God, we're going to have a Christmas store in Brandon or maybe even Winnipeg. No, Manitoba didn't make the cut. Manitoba for this experiment in retail. Let's take over these abandoned buildings and turn them into Halloween superstores. And what do we do after we close them? Oh, no, we're not going to close them. We'll turn them into Christmas. And think about this. I mean, we're getting to the point where they're just going to be a holiday shop. Hear me out. Spirit of Halloween opens as early as August. So if in August we're going to celebrate Halloween, August, September, October, and then half of October, November, December is Christmas. They're basically open 6 months of the year. What could we put in these stores for the other 6 months to make them a 12-month-a-year business? to make them sign on the dotted line when it comes to that vacant real estate. What's worthy of the first 6 months of the year? Then I realize all we have is Easter. Kind of sucks. First 6 months of the year is not all that great in the holiday category. The spirit of Valentine's, sex toys and chocolate bars. So I guess they could go from spirit of Christmas to spirit of Valentine's Day, then spirit of Easter. But we've got a gap between Easter and Halloween. So they could be spirit of summer. Oh, spirit of summer. And then it would be like picnic supplies. And you could have like barbecue supplies and snacks. I don't know. They're expanding. That's all you need to know. And only 10. So when you hear people say, hey, spirit of Halloween is flipping over to Christmas, did you know that? You can say, yeah, don't worry about it. It's not coming here. We're not getting one. Molly says, Halloween is my favorite holiday on the books. So many people love Halloween. I think it's passing Christmas. Hey, at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, don't forget, when you get your oil change there, you're helping out members of our community. Yes, that's right. Every oil change means a donation to Bear Clan, Helping Hands, and Samaritan House. Don't forget, tire changes coming up. We had our tire inspection day on Saturday. Thanks again to all those who dropped by to say hi and brought food for the food bank. The big tire changeover is coming. Not quite here yet, but some people are getting their tires changed, believe it or not. Remember Murray's when it comes to your tires and your oil changes too. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. You've always got time for Tim's. The NHL hockey cards are back. Trading cards at Tim Hortons. They've got trading card nights coming up this fall. They are super popular, so you might want to put those dates in your phone. As the kids are saying, Mom, pick up some of those NHL trading cards for me. November 7th and November 14th. Still a ways away, but just put that in your phone. November 7th is the one in Brandon, and November 14th is the one in Dauphin. They get all the kids together. They do some trading, and, of course, they get hopped up on some Timbits and some beverages, and then you get them to bed that night at 4 a.m. It's a lot of fun. And don't forget to get your Halloween swag for a limited time, including the Timbits buckets. One guy got one right here. Look at that. I got a Timbit bucket. $10.99. They'll fill that with Timbits for you. Glows in the dark, too. And they've got the ghost mugs, and they've got the tumblers, too. But I'm hearing already that some locations have sold out. They're gone. So you gotta ask. Please don't be disappointed. This happens every Halloween, and then people kind of get upset at me saying, hey, why are you still promoting it? Because there's 10 locations. Some may still have them, but it's good to ask. And don't be surprised when they run out. That's why we jump on that hard every year to go and get them, because they are super popular. Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. And finally, Leon's Furniture Superstore, where the employee pricing event continues. You pay what they pay for furniture, appliances, and electronics. That is happening for the next week or so at Leon's Furniture Superstore at 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. You can check out the amazing selection of furniture, appliances, and electronics at leons.ca. Pick out something you like and then wander on into the store and visit with the actual employees, and they'll take care of you at Leon's Furniture Superstore. Can Spirit Halloween get into the haunted house business? They certainly have a lot of cool decorations. They're getting there. I think they have everything you need for a haunted house, like all the big skeletons and scary people and animatronics and stuff like that. Blood. All the fake blood, pails and pails of fake blood, from the fake blood to the gingerbread, spirit of Halloween to be spirit of Christmas. The new dining trends for 2024 are in, and here's what folks are up to. Here's what's going on when it comes to ordering food. The average person dines out 4 times a month. The average person orders takeout 3 times a month. That's actually, dining out is up from 2023. Takeout and delivery is down. So this survey is telling us, and what's remarkable is I was looking at this before the show started, is that women are driving this. Women are driving eating out more, and women are driving a customer experience that kind of takes them away from the day-to-day. The stresses of work, the news cycle, war, 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 war. Let's go eat. So the top reason for going to a restaurant is the atmosphere. When you think of a restaurant and a really, really great atmosphere, what comes in, what jumps into your mind? For a restaurant that's got a great atmosphere, you know what restaurant I think has got the greatest atmosphere is the Rainforest Cafe. Have you ever been to the Rainforest Cafe? It's like eating in a jungle. Love that place. Rainforest Cafe is a pretty cool place. They have to spend a lot of money on plants, I'm thinking, in that restaurant. The food is above average. But, you know, you're not necessarily going there for the food. You're going there because it's a pretty cool place to go and eat. Number two is to socialize. The top reasons people prefer dining at restaurants. The atmosphere, to socialize, to celebrate something special came in at number three. Better food quality at number four, to enjoy new cuisines at number five, and no dishes to clean up and no mess afterwards. Tied with enjoying new cuisines. So people are coming back to the restaurants. This is so good. This is so good. This is great news. Because when COVID hit and everybody was doing skip the dishes and Grubhub and getting food delivered, there was some concern that restaurants would not survive as an industry. People were cooking from home, and if they were eating out, they're getting it delivered, and there was a fear that this is going to be the way people go about their food business from now on. Who needs to go to the restaurant anymore? Just whip through the takeout. And actually, the opposite has happened. People have missed restaurants. They're back in there. The newest data says, in fact, they would rather have a sit-down restaurant meal than hit the drive-thru or get food delivered. That's fantastic. Good news for restaurants. Now, for those in the restaurant business, take note. Take heed. The atmosphere is number one. Ordering takeout and delivery, the top reasons you want to take out or delivery, it's enjoyable to eat at home. Well, that goes without saying. It's more convenient. Came in at number two, followed by the ability to watch TV or movies while you're eating was half. Number four was they don't have to cook. And at five, it's just faster. Now, this is a U.S. study, so this is going to be somewhat cheaper. Dining at restaurants, the average American spends on an average month $200 dining at restaurants, which is up from $166 in 2023. I think in Canada, that's going to be a lot higher. How much do you typically spend when dining out per person? The biggest number was $11 to $20 for most, so followed by $21 to $30. So in the States, the average American, when they go out to eat, is spending between $11 and $30. That's the target. That's the, and I think that's pretty accurate. I think I'm comfortable with that. Once you start getting over that $30 mark, and in Canada, it that you could add an extra 20% quite easily. But then again, if you're eating in the States and you were going to go to that place for a $30 dinner or a dish, you got to add 20% on exchange. So it kind of all comes out in the wash. Most popular restaurant types for dining out. Casual came in at 69%, followed by fast food. This is what's got McDonald's up in a big knot. This is what's got McDonald's suing beef packers in America. That happened this week. Not a very sexy story. But McDonald's is suing the American beef packers. They're saying that they're price fixing. Because McDonald's is pissed. McDonald's is upset. Because their numbers are down, way down. And look at these. People, when it comes to dining out, for generations, since the restaurants began, since McDonald's came on the scene, fast food was where it was at, man. Get in, get out, get your burger, get the cash, and off you go. That has completely flipped over post-COVID into inflation. McDonald's, Burger King, Dairy Queen, A&W, they're taking it on the chin. Because people would, if MJ says it best, she says, feeding my family of five at McDonald's is well over $70. Restaurants like Applebee's are going, that's a coincidence. Our meal is $85 for a family of five. And you're saying to yourself, okay, so for an extra $15, wait a second, I can go sit. I can relax. I can, actually, the chairs are kind of comfortable. They got some music playing. I get waited on. This is kind of nice. And so that's why it's at 70% fast food is at 55%. They're getting killed right now. And so locally, that would be Applebee's. That'd be Montana's would be in that group. Boston Pizza, I would think, would be in that group locally. South of the border, it'd be Chili's, Applebee's, TGI Fridays would be on that. They're doing great business right now. Everybody thought the QR codes would replace the old-fashioned, oh, isn't that a pretty dish? No, it doesn't. And what's interesting is it doesn't matter what generation it is, from boomers to Gen Z, millennials, Gen X. No, we want a real menu. Get rid of the QR code menus. 90% of people want a physical menu versus QR codes. Now, that was 74% in 2023. We thought it was convenient, and we were worried about the germs. Not anymore. 9 in 10 say, I want to see the pictures. I want to hold the menu. I want to look at the glossies. So, again, that's good news. We're going back. The reality is that we tried a bunch of things through COVID. Some stuff will stick, but even companies like Skip the Dishes had to lay people off because the business just wasn't there once COVID was over. So people are back in restaurants. They want to hold on to their menus, but that's the way it goes. We got to roll. Boy, I'm just blabbing on, and we have run out of time. We are at the end of our road. My gosh, we've got to run. Today is Wednesday. The hump is coming. Milton is coming. The long weekend is coming. Turkey is coming. Stuffing is coming for you. All the good stuff of Thanksgiving. Oh, it's one step closer. Just a couple more days to go. Don't forget, we end the show early on Friday. Met a funeral on Friday, so 8:30 we'll be wrapping up the show a little bit early. Thank you, Sun Seekers, for joining our ride where bright rays and good vibes collide. Goodbye for now, but it's not the end. We'll see you soon like the sun once again. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today for the coffee and conversation beach time. And we'll have more fun tomorrow, I promise. And we'll do this again. Have a great Hump Day Wednesday, guys, and we'll see you again tomorrow morning. Take care.
Black Friday sale is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.